way over dinner, babe.
That's right. We are here, right here.
I don't know enough silk and
you don't have to. Don't worry. You'll be surprised how fast this goes by, Rossi. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I am right here on the air with Rossi Corwin, and she is the assistant county engineer for Greenwood County. She's also the airport manager. How can someone wear two hats? Did you know we had an airport here in Greenwood, folks? A lot of people don't, but we're going to be talking about that. We also have Bo Bowman here. He is, of course, the director for Angel Flights for the state of South Carolina. Can you believe that we have the director for the state of South Carolina living right here in Greenwood? And coming up this Saturday, it is going to be a fantastic day. I'm so excited about this event. They're having an aviation expo from 10 to 3 right out there at the Greenwood County Airport. Where's it at? 332 Terminal Road right here in Greenwood. How much does it cost? Absolutely nothing. That's right. We're going to be talking about all the events that are going out there. You're not going to want to miss this. But first, let me introduce to you Rossi Corwin. How are you doing today, Rossi?
I'm great. I'm great. Very excited about our event.
It is going to be a big event, and I would just like to know, what made you all decide to put together this tremendous event that is coming up this Saturday?
Well, a couple of things. Greenwood County Airport is such an asset to the county, to the people of the county, and we wanted to showcase the airport. We want people to know about it. It is amazing that people don't even realize that we have an airport in the county. And also, I think the Festival of Flowers, a number of years ago, had an event at the airport, so we wanted to revive that and revive that association with the festival. So we are a sponsored event for the festival, and we're excited about being a part of that.
Absolutely. Now, the events are really tremendous. Now, how long have you been working on this? Probably just a couple of weeks to pull this all together,
exactly.
Right, Rossi?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I bet it's taken a lot because you have put together so many great things.
We've had so many volunteers that have helped and probably been working on it at least 6 months. I think to do an air show, it takes a year to 18 months to put it on. So we've done a lot of work in a short amount of time.
Absolutely. I like that idea of an air show. Are we going to get an air show here to Greenwood, Rossi?
We're thinking about it.
Oh, there you go. I just had it right here on the air on WCRN. Well, Rossi, let's see. What are you working on out there at the airport? Have you got any issues that you're working on out there, or is everything up to snuff as the engineer?
Well, we get money from the FAA every year, and we have a 5-year capital plan, and our projects are planned that far in advance. Right now, we've just finished a fuel farm upgrade. We're looking at runway repair in the next several years.
So. And I know there's been talk about lengthening that runway a little bit, too.
There has been talk about that.
And she said talk. Yeah, okay. All right. So we're going to be talking about the airport out there. It really is a phenomenal facility. If you haven't been out there, you should go out there and check it out. Now, Rossi, how many private planes are out there? I know we have quite a group.
We do. We have 69 hangars, and they're all leased right now. 62 are individuals, and then we have 7 corporate hangars, and they're all full.
They're all full.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, especially
thing.
In this economy to have that many planes being used and that type of thing.
So we're able to the operations of the facility are funded from the rents from the hangars. So we're pleased with that.
Absolutely, because it wasn't long ago, was it, Bo, when it wasn't all filled up, was it?
No, you go back a few years, it was not filled up, but generally we've been pretty full.
Pretty full.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Bo here, of course, has a passion for airplanes, and we know that because we've had Bo on here many times talking about Angel Flights. And just real quick, how is Angel Flights doing, Bo?
Angel Flight is doing just fine. It's a good organization. We got 7 volunteer pilots here in Greenwood now. That's more than any city in our state. We have 7 volunteer pilots for Angel Flight.
That is terrific. Now, real quick, just for those that don't know what Angel Flight is, what does Angel Flight do?
Well, Angel Flight is an organization of volunteer pilots that provide free air transportation for people that need to travel distances for medical treatments. And generally, these people need transportation many times because they're going back for treatments and checks and that sort of thing. And the pilots provide the cost of the fuel, their airplanes. Any funding we receive goes towards organizing our organization. It goes towards mission coordination, pilot recruitment, and public awareness.
Absolutely. Now, I know one of the things that wasn't there a rubber ducky fundraiser here? I mean, I remember that, and I wondered how that turned out, because I know Green Angel Flights was supposed to be getting some of the money for that.
Yes, we did last year, and they invited us back again this year. I think we're one of their favorite benefactors for this now, so I went down again this year, and they dropped 25,000 ducks, little rubber duckies, all with a barcode on them, into the Wando River from the Clark Bridge, and the winning ducks get big prizes. But the proceeds, it costs $10 to adopt a duck. We don't sell ducks. They adopt
ducks. So they can be reused next year.
There's some things behind that, too, I believe. But they make a good bit of money from that, and we got a nice contribution last year, and we're hoping to this year. It was just a few weekends ago that my wife and I went down for Angel Flight to be there and man our tent, and we got the opportunity to go out on the boat when they sort of a tour boat. They let us watch the ducks.
So how is that seeing 25,000 rubber duckies
it's
being
amazing.
Dumped in the river?
It looks from a distance like just a lot of yellow stuff falling off the bridge into the river. This year, they have a funnel that's made out of those like oil spill booms sort
right.
of thing, and they direct the ducks down a funnel, and the first ones down at the dock, down to the tip, are the winners. But this year, I would say 2/3 of them missed the whole funnel.
Oh my!
So, but I mean, you know, if the
that's
ducks don't know where they're going, that's
it.
A chance you take.
Exactly.
The previous year, most of them made it down the funnel, but there was a wind this time that superseded the current, I believe. And then they had a big collection. They have a whole squadron of about 10 volunteer boats that collect the ducks that miss down the river.
Wow. So that's phenomenal.
But they're very nice to it. That's the Daniel Island Rotary Club, and they like us, and we like them, and we really support that event. And I've sold quite a few I'm not supposed to say that. We had adopted many ducks up here in the Greenwood area.
Well, yeah, I love it. I saw it in the paper. I was like, that is too cool. Talked about it some on the radio. What did you want to say, Rossi?
I wanted to ask about your golf tournament coming up.
Yes, we have a golf tournament on, we had one last year on September 19th last year, and it was so successful. We're going to have another one this year, same place at Stony Point on September the 17th. I had many, many golfers say it was the best golf tournament they've ever played in, and that we ought to charge a little bit more, and we're going to oblige them. We're going to charge a little bit more this year.
So those of you that thought it was a bargain last year, sorry. You're going to have to pay more, but
well,
it's for a great cause.
A good cause, and we made a lot of money, and I think with the giveaways and the things we give to the golfers and the prizes that we offer, I think it was a very successful tournament.
I know
and
it
will
was.
Be this year, too.
Absolutely. We were out there last year for it, and it was great. I know everybody was really appreciative of all the things that were being done.
And it was so nice of you to come out and interview our director and our
absolutely.
Our board chairman and all that.
Absolutely. So we'll be looking forward to that this year. All right. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more about the Aviation Expo. This is an event you don't want to miss. I mean, Saturday is going to be a jam-packed day, but you've got to put this one on your radar for Saturday, 10 to 3, right out there at the Greenwood County Airport. And just so that our record is intact, Rossi, we're talking about the airport, and we had a call come in. Jan McCabe, Hunter's Creek, where is the airport? Is there any service there, any air taxis?
We have some shuttle services, private shuttle services, but no shuttles.
Ann and I get that question every time on the air. That's the questions that come
that's
in.
That's right. All right.
Didn't
we've already
had
one. There you go. We do have an airport. When we come back, we'll talk more about it. But let's hear that quick word, and we'll be right back.
Happy days, Thursday, Friday, happy days, the weekend. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is 5:23 in the evening right here. We're talking about the Aviation Expo going on this Saturday. It's the final weekend of the 45th Annual Festival of Flowers. And, you know, I have Rossi Corwin here. She is the airport manager as well as, she wears several hats here, the Assistant County Engineer for Greenwood County. So, you know, you wanted to talk about some of the specialty ones. You want to talk about the Experimental Aircraft Association. They're going to be there, right?
Well, they have helped put this event on. They have monetarily supported us, and they have provided countless hours of volunteer labor. So the president of the group this year is Stan Stockman. Bo is a former president of the organization, and we just appreciate all the energy and effort and ideas that they have given to this event. So I want to thank them.
And the Experimental Aircraft Association, does that mean that they're making them?
Some of them do. They have kits. But anybody interested in aviation can join this group. So,
Bo, tell us a little bit about it as a past president.
EAA was formed many, many years ago, I believe back in the 40s, and it started out as mostly men that built their own airplanes and flew them, and that's how it grew. But it's come to involve people that own airplanes, like airplanes, fly airplanes. So the various chapters all over the country, and there's hundreds of them. Ours is chapter 1023, so that gives you an idea of how many chapters there could be. But it depends on the particular chapter. There's a chapter up in Greenville that most of the guys are building airplanes called RVs, RV6s, RV8s, and that sort of thing. Our chapter, although we'd like to have some builders, our chapter doesn't have as many or right now any builders. There's one fellow that did build a small plane in our chapter recently, and I don't know whether it's flying. Well, I'm not sure. He was having some problems, and I'm hesitant to say what the status is now.
Okay.
But ours is primarily an interest in aviation group. We do various activities at our meetings.
Like once a month.
Once a month we meet, the first Thursday, I believe it is, every month.
And if somebody would be interested in joining, what do you have to do?
And, well, you just come to the airport at 7:30 on the first Thursday of each month and tell us you'd like to join. And you don't have to own or be a pilot. If you just have an avid interest in aviation, would like to be with pilots and learn things about airplanes, everyone's welcome to join us. And it's a great group, and Stan's doing a great job of leading our group. And we have a great airport out there. So
absolutely. We had another call come in, just for the record, Maureen Simpson, for your charity activities. Who are contact people? Also, is there any food to buy there? Is there any food to buy there? And who are contact people for charity activities? I guess if somebody would like to see about getting somebody to come out or do something. Bo?
I guess that's Rossi's question.
Well,
I'll be there as Angel Flight with the tent.
We have a few. The Boy Scouts are going to be there this time selling food as our food vendor, and the Experimental Aircraft Association is going to be selling snow cones and ice cream at my request, and then Angel Flight. And I think that's the only nonprofit charitable kind of organizations that we have this year.
Well,
is the Civil Air Patrol involved this year?
You're right. I'm sorry. Civil Air Patrol will be out there, and they'll be selling water.
There you go.
Okay. I think maybe she was for your charity act, for people who are contact people, if maybe Maureen has an organization that would be a charity organization, would there be a possibility of her coming out if she wanted to set up something?
Well,
or you all got it already filled up?
At this late date, I'm afraid most of the space is taken up already, so but we'd love to talk to her about next year.
Yeah, okay. This is going to be a growing thing, I'm sure. So
we hope.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
No, we hope, that's right.
So, Rossi, what number, would there be a phone number where if she wanted to call and talk to you for
sure.
Futuristically?
There's a phone number on the bottom of the Aviation Expo poster that you see all over town, 864-942-8639. And if you don't, if somebody didn't answer you, you can leave a message.
Okay, so that's 942-8639,
mm-hmm.
And that'll get you, so maybe if you'd like to talk to them about something for next year, but it looks like it is a full festival out there, which is exciting.
It
exciting.
Is.
Exciting. You know, I've been talking about this on my show in the morning, the I Love Ann show. We've been talking about the historic vehicles that'll be coming up here, the history group that'll be coming up here, vintage military stuff is going to be coming. They were here last fall with the 9/11 celebration, the Wall That Heals. They had a fantastic exhibit out there. It was right up there at Walmart. We went out there. I'm sure I know it's the same group that'll be here. You got to see the stuff they have. They'll be bringing the turret guns and all this different stuff out there. It is exciting. So that's one thing that y'all will be having. But you also have some of these planes. Now, Bo, you can get a ride on some of these planes here. The tell us about the Sturman.
Okay, that's my favorite all-time airplane. I've never owned one, but I love the old open cockpit bi-wing trainer. I think it's a PT-17, I believe, that two open cockpits, and there's going to be one there painted up in the training colors, which are yellow and blue, and the gentleman is going to be offering flights. I hesitate to state the price because
$75.
Okay,
$75.
And I paid that $75 up in Greenville one day, and he let me take the control. And I was in ecstasy. I love that airplane. It's a big old slow plane with a big radial engine, makes a lot of low volume frequency noise, and it's great to take a ride in that. So there's going to be rides for sale in that, and there's also going to be rides for sale in your standard Cessna 172, which is used for a lot of training. One of the flight schools is going to be offering rides at a very reasonable price.
$25?
That's what I thought,
yep.
But I wasn't sure. Yeah, $25,
so.
And that's a very reasonable price for a ride around Greenwood.
Absolutely. And Rossi, when we come back, we'll talk more about it, but right now we're going to hear the South Carolina news already in progress. A word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Right, we are right back here at Shark Facets Gallery. Yes, I have Rossi Corin here, and I have Bo Bowman here, and we are talking about the Aviation Expo. Now, this isn't an air show, but it is an expo, so you're going to want to hear more about that in just one second, but I did want you to know it's 87 degrees out there, partly sunny skies. What are we looking for tonight? Maybe a few clouds, low of 68. And tomorrow, sunny, along with a few afternoon clouds and maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm is possible, high of 91. Friday night, looks like there may be a few thunderstorms rumbling around, but basically clear skies overnight. And, of course, what are we looking for a low on Friday night? Looks like a low of 68, high of 91, low of 68. Saturday, Saturday. This is the new updated. You're going to want to hear this because
right.
the air show is going, not the air show, the air expo. Ha ha, tricia. Mostly sunny skies, high of 91, low of 70, and only a 20% chance of rain. Looks like that's about as perfect weather
that's
as you can get for an
that's
expo.
What we ordered.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's what's going on. We're talking about the expo today, and we wanted to have, we just talked to Trey Ward and Bob Jennings about the Bluegrass Festival that is going on Saturday night. Now, that starts at 5:30 with Jive Turkey. There you go. But this will be going on from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And we had a question come in that, you know, could they come camp out at this event on Saturday? Basically, I think we heard bring lawn chairs and just watch it. But this isn't an air show, is
correct.
It?
Correct. Well, the radio control planes will be performing, so that part of it will be an air show. But the rest of it is a static air display. You'll be able to see the planes, talk to the pilots. We have a Chinook helicopter coming, and the Chinook helicopter pilot said that we could actually come on to the helicopter and look around and touch it and meet that pilot. So it's not an air show in the traditional respect, but we do think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So, sure, bring a lawn chair out there just to sit back and enjoy all those planes. Now, the radio control planes. They can be small, but they can also be pretty darn big, can't they, Bo?
Yes, they can. They can be up to, you know, 5-6 foot wingspans, maybe bigger. And they're getting quite large these days and quite sophisticated.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to see a lot of fun action. Now, we also had somebody else call in, David Martell. Will be 88 on Saturday. Well, I'll be doing Trash to Treasures on Saturday morning. I'll be sure to do you a shout-out. But he just moved here 6 months, and he had a Stearman. He trained in a Stearman, and his son has a restored B. And he wants to know who to call, maybe about finding out more about this. I guess call that number that we talked about earlier in the show.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
942-8639. That's 942-8639. Rossi, how'd you end up as the airport manager?
Just because I love it. I love being associated with the airport, and I love working with the pilots. And
do you fly?
I don't pilot.
You don't pilot, no,
but I fly every chance I get.
Okay.
Any
desire to become a pilot?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, all right. We heard that right here on the radio today.
I did want to mention that we have invited pilots from all over South Carolina, primarily the upstate, that are members of the Experimental Aircraft Association. They have fly-ins, and we've invited them to come fly in Saturday morning to our airport. So we're expecting, although it won't be an air show, we are expecting people to be flying in, and so we'll have activity in the air.
A lot of air traffic. Some of us local guys will just be flying around for the fun of it.
Right.
Absolutely, and of course, if you want to get in a plane and take a flight, you certainly can. They're doing the Cessna for $25, 15 minutes in the Cessna, and the vintage Stearman P, what is that called?
I think it's a PT-17.
Biplane, that's the one with the top and the bottom.
Bi-wing, two wings, upper wing and the lower wing, and two open cockpits.
Are we going to have anybody demonstrating the art of being out on the wing there, Rosie?
No wing walking for me. No wing walking, sorry.
Come on, I always thought that looked fantastic.
Well,
I would. That's the problem. And Jeff would be going, and the insurance policy. But you are going to not want to miss this great event. It is brand new this year to the Festival of Flowers, and just don't miss it. Aviation Expo and Radio Control Planes.
You know, we've had several calls, people asking if their children can fly in the Cessna, and they can. I talked to the pilots, and over 5 years old, they can fly by themselves. Under five, they're asking that a parent or guardian fly with them. And, of course, they'll have to pay for two seats, of the parent and the child. But I had a parent of a three-year-old that wanted to take their child up, and the child wants to fly. So I said, well, if you want to, sure. And
at this point, I probably should mention that in October, we will be doing the Young Eagles event, our EAA
chapter. Yeah, that's a great event, yes.
And that's children from, or kids, youth from 8 to 17 in their free airplane ride. So we will be doing that in October of this year.
So
watch the paper for that.
Absolutely. Tune in to WCRS. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Well, it'll be both places. I'm sorry, Ann.
That's okay. All right. So we're talking about the Aviation Expo. Now, a few other things. You have some great sponsors that you wanted to make sure that they got recognition
I
here
do.
Today.
If I could take just 1 second
sure.
and just read them out. Aldrich Builders, Dillard Sporting Goods, Goodrich Corporation, Angel Flight, LPA Group, Executive Shuttle, Rockwise, the Auto Drive-In Movie Theater, Self Regional Hospital, Greenwood Equipment and Repair, Carolina Tool Company, Greenwood Rental Agency, and Powell's Trash Service, and the Expo 300 Bowling Center. So we've had some great support through the community, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
The Expo 300 has the right name, don't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank
so
you.
A great time to go out there and go bowling and stay nice and cool, right? Right out there. Excellent. So these are the things that will be going on. The Military History Club of the Carolinas is coming up here. They're also, you're going to have antique cars.
We are. We've had response from four adjoining communities, and we don't exactly know how many we're going to have, but we're expecting quite a few antique and restored cars.
Now, is the airport big enough to accommodate all this? Because this sounds like it's going to be huge.
We've got about 1,300 acres, so yeah.
1,300 acres. That's a lot of room out there.
Yeah.
So this is what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to be out there. So you'll have the Military Club, the Carolinas Emerald City Radio-Controlled Airplane Club is also going to be there. Who else is going to be there now? We forgot to talk about the Greenwood Sheriff's Mobile Command Center.
Yes, they were nice enough to agree to come out there. EMS is going to be out with a vehicle, and our first responder, Cornaca Fire Department, is going to be out with the vehicle, the fire truck, and also Northwest Fire Department, which is our second responder. So we're thankful that they're going to come out and share in our day.
Absolutely.
I see the Greenwood County Sheriff's Command Center was out there.
It's already out there.
Already.
Yeah, they brought it out yesterday.
So. Parked it out there, ready to go. So these are the type of things that you'll be able to be part of. Now, you will have some food out there. What's this about music? I see something about music here. No music. All right. Well, okay. I thought I was talking about something, but...
That's a good segue, because Bob Jennings said for me to say, tell people to leave this event and come to the Bluegrass Festival.
Well, except, let's see, your event ends at 3.
Well,
is that when it's supposed to end at 3?
Well, I can go home and relax.
Okay. And then, of course, they're going to start at 5:30. But people will start showing up there early because you want to get a good seat. Now, other things, did you know we had an airport? We do. Now, how do you get to the airport? Can you tell us how to do that, Rossi? I mean, it's very easy. Bob, you want to tell us how to get there? Bo? Sorry?
No problem. Well, the easiest thing to tell you, and I think what I've told people before, is everybody knows how to get on the bypass. And if you are on the bypass and go out Durst, to the north, I believe, in that direction. If you go far enough out Durst, you'll see the only road that Y is off to the left is Airport Road. So Y off to the left on Airport Road, and pretty soon you will come to Terminal Road on the left, and it'll be marked with a sign for the county airport. Just turn in there and go
straight.
Yeah,
the only problem we ever have with that sign, unless it's been redone, is it's not real. It doesn't really stand out. A lot of people miss the sign
really?
When they go by.
Well,
yes.
they can turn around.
They can turn around. But that's the
but, you know,
problem.
We will have Festival of Flowers markers to guide people into the airport. So they should be able, if they get on Durst or if they get on Halterwanger and come that way, they'll be able to find us.
Yeah, if you get,
it'll be marked.
If you come to Leith Prison, you've gone too far.
Right. Right. All right, that sounds great. Now, of course, you do have a really nice facility out there. So why don't we talk just a little bit about that, Rossi? Can you just tell us about the facility that is out there, the tower and everything? It's a pretty nice waiting room, I might add.
We do. It's a very nice terminal for an airport of our size. We've got a pilot's waiting area, a little pilot's lounge. Angel Flight has their office there. The FBO, fixed base operator, has their command center. We've got a conference room and... nice restrooms and air-conditioned, and it's just a really nice facility.
It is. And when was it built? How long has it been
92.
There? 1992.
It was nice.
Yeah, so it's nice, and if you want to go out, and some afternoon just want to go out and just check things out, there's always activity going on out there.
Yeah, some days are busier than others, but a lot of times a family will show up with a few kids and they want to watch airplanes take off and land, and they're certainly welcome.
Absolutely.
And don't be bashful. Come on in the terminal.
That's right. Come on in and check it out. Hey, we're going to hear one more quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Aviation Expo going on this Saturday right out there at the Greenwood Airport. Yes, we have one.
Ready to race to you. These days are on.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Really? Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, we are having a good time talking about the Aviation and Expo show that is this Saturday. That's right. It's all going on out there at the Greenwood Airport. They're going to be having a good time. Certainly hope you are going to be there. You know, just for the record, yes, Rossi, if you ever want, you can always tune us in on the stream. We also stream, and people listen from all over the country, even over there in Afghanistan, Iraq. We have people
awesome.
Listening. Yeah, absolutely. So go to annsentertainmentvision.com. Check that out. We've got a lot of good stuff on it. We are doing a video, and we'll have the audio on the website tomorrow, so make sure you check that out. But we are talking about some of the planes that are going to be there this weekend. Now, they are, as Rossi said earlier, they are going to be staged out there. So you'll literally be able to walk up to them, talk to the pilot, take a gander as you're walking around. This is one opportunity to get real close to big airplanes.
That's
take
right.
Take some pictures.
Right. Take pictures, exactly.
So what are some of the planes that are going to be out there,
well,
Rossi?
A couple of the interesting ones to me, we're having a Yak-52, which is a Russian trainer. So that's kind of an interesting plane.
It certainly is.
One of our pilots is bringing a Jet Provost, one of our based aircraft, and another pilot that hangars at Greenwood County Airport is bringing his T-34. He had it out this morning flying. So
okay. That's a trainer from the 40s.
Right. So
there's going to be quite an array of airplanes out there.
And we have one pilot that actually won his plane at an AOPA convention.
He's
going to put it out.
Roy Wilbanks.
With his plane and his antique car are going to be out there.
Oh, he has a Model A. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
He won the AOPA sweepstakes airplane, oh, gosh, probably, I'm guessing, 8 years ago or something like that. And it's a twin-engine Piper Comanche that they completely redid over, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. So there are some. These are big dollar airplanes out there, aren't they, Bo? It's not. It's not inexpensive to own a plane, is it?
No, it's not. But if you
I'm just saying, when you want to go out there and see something,
you got to spend your money somehow, right?
Yeah, right.
No, but I mean, I'm just talking about coming out and seeing really high dollar machines out there. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you really want to see some of the most interesting things, you're going to be able to see it all in one place, and that's, of course, at the Aviation Expo. So we've talked a little bit about the different things that are going to be out there. They're going to have the radio-controlled planes. Now, that actually will be an air show of sorts.
Exactly. I was talking to one of the pilots this morning, and he said they're going to be circling. They'll have some planes circling, and then in the center of that, they will have some planes actually doing acrobatics. So it'll be an interesting show.
Oh, yeah. I'll see that one myself.
Yeah.
Now, where will they be? On the front part, or where are they going to? How have you got this show laid out? I mean, when people drive in, they're going to see, what are they going to see?
Well, when they drive in, we'll have people stationed to help them park. And they'll park in a field and then walk up to the show. As they walk up to the show, the radio control planes will be on their right, and the runway will be straight ahead. So if they continue to walk up, Command Central will be sort of on their left. So it's laid out so that I think the crowd will move in a counterclockwise direction, and I think they'll have a lot of fun.
Yes, I think parking actually is inside the airport. They'll come in the airport gate.
Right.
And it won't be in the terminal area, so people will know to take a right when they come back in.
Correct. And we have, you know, if you have a handicap sticker or need special assistance, then you certainly can come up to the terminal parking lot, and there'll be easier access to the show from there.
So it's designed to be made real easy, and, you know, as an engineer, engineers happen to think of all the details. That's what
not
you.
Me.
Well, that's what
I had so much help. I mean, we all.
We're both.
A lot of people.
So watch out.
We've had a lot of folks that spent a lot of time. So I do want to thank all the volunteers that have helped with this event, and most of them are from the Experimental Aircraft Association, and I really appreciate all the work that's been done.
Would have been
and it's still being done.
Still being done.
As we speak.
Absolutely. So this is what's happening this Saturday. It's a brand new event. I did want to bring that to everybody's attention because I did think this was too good to be true. Now, Bo, I know you're chomping at the bit because I know this is part of what you really love to talk about is the history of the airport. How about just tell us real quick, where was the airport before it's in its location now? Most people will be amazed to know where it was.
Okay, the airport before this one, which was given to us by the government after the Second World War, the one before that was out in Chinkapin, right on Chinkapin Road, and the one before that was off of Montague, about where the old Northside Middle School is. So this is actually our third official city airport.
Well, there you go, folks. See, you only thought there was only one airport. Well, we've had three. Now, how did we end up with it after World War II?
Well, a lot of the airports that were built, especially the subsidiary airports, like we were a subsidiary to Greenville, most of those airports were given to municipalities or counties by the government because they didn't want to have the upkeep. So our city fathers knew that was coming, and they worked hard to get that airport given to our county and for an asset for us.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things when you think of an airport there, Rossi, you always think about commercial flights, but this isn't what we have here.
No, this is a general aviation airport, and we don't have commercial flights. But like I said, we do have a couple of vendors there that provide shuttle service if people want to pay for that and use that service.
Absolutely.
We used to have commercial flights
to have,
years ago. Southern Airways
yeah.
was the... Not the only one, but the biggest one. And we had a Miss Southern Airways who still lives in Greenwood. And it's Mrs. Brock, Carl Brock's wife.
Carl Brock's wife, Mrs. Southern Air, huh?
Yep.
Miss Southern Air. All right. Well, there you go. See, that's the thing about talking to Bo Bowman with Angel Flight. He is a history nut. He loves this kind of stuff. And you've done a whole lot of research about this area, haven't you, Bo?
Yeah, I guess I have, but it's all been fun.
Absolutely. So if you want to be part of the best show around, you got to put this on your radar for Saturday. There you go. Saturday, the Aviation Expo out there at the Greenwood Airport. Have a good time. Hear the see all the planes. And, of course, it'll be. I love the noise, don't you, all the noise?
Oh, I love airplane noise.
Absolutely. If you just want to watch, hey, that's great. If you want to take a ride in a plane, anywhere from $25 to $75, depending on the plane. But come out and have a great time. I want to tell you, Rossi, it certainly is a pleasure to meet you. I've
Thank
always
you.
Heard a lot
Me
about
well.
You, and you're taking over and being out there at the airport, I know has made a lot of difference
well,
to the pilots
you.
Out there.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. It's a good group.
Absolutely, it's a good group. And, Bo, I know that Angel Flights just keeps growing. You've done an excellent job with growing that here in the state, and I know they are so pleased that you are in charge with Angel
Flight. Well, I love that too, and I got to thank you for all the support you've given. You've helped me grow it. So, and thanks for having Rossi and I on today, also.
Absolutely, I think this is terrific. So, Jeff says one more time, we need the address to the airport. Rossi, you want to give it out? No.
The address
to the airport.
321 Terminal.
What is it now?
321 Terminal.
Terminal
Road.
Terminal
yeah,
so Road, right off
GPS.
Of
GPS.
Right off of Airport Road. So
it's off of Durst.
There you go. So real easy. Not how far is it from right here at Sharp Pass? It's got less than three or 4 miles, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say probably no more than three.
Absolutely. So put it in your GPS. Give them a call out there, 942-8639. That's 942-8639. 1-800-875-3539. And what did you want to say, Rossi? Nothing? Okay, Rossi's done. I put her on the air for the hour. She's about, oh, my God, we did this for a whole hour. That's right, we sure did. This is right here.
I'm not giving up my day job.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks again, Rossi.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well, Ann. Thank you.
Hope I get to get out there on Saturday. I'll be on the air Saturday morning with From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road, playing classic country music.
A great program, by the way.
You like that one, don't you, Bo?
Yes, I do.
And, Bo, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye, everybody. News is in progress. Sports Talk's up, and I'll be back in the morning with Trey Gowdy, 8:30 tomorrow morning. Don't miss it. Congressman Trey Gowdy and I get to talk about Fast and Furious and who knows what else we'll be talking about. Bye-bye, everybody.